Ashkenazim are from Babylonian Jewry, and that they came to Europe through the northern and eastern back door of Europe. In other words, they came north into what is today Turkey, and they crossed into Europe and came through Yugoslavia and areas such as that until they reached the Rhineland and France. So that they are coming into Europe east to west, and not coming up through Spain and going into France, etc. That theory has defects in it, but no one has been a, I mean, it has exceptions to it, but no one has been able to prove it or disprove it. But if that would be the case, you have the division of the Jewish people much earlier than many people are willing to grant it, because the real Ashkenazim and Sephardim don't exist in Jewish life till about the year 1000. If we're talking about the division between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, we're already talking in the 3rd century, 240, 250. And that would explain perhaps why the divisions are so deep and affect many important areas of life and of outlook. In any event, Rabbi Chiya had a nephew who was called Rav. Now, Rav's real name is Abba, Rav Abba. And he was called in the Gemara Abba Aricha, because apparently all of Rabbi Chiya's family were tall. Aricha means long, you know, it's like Long John. So it was Tall Abba is what he was called. And he had come to Eretz Yisrael a number of times. And to study in the yeshiva with Rebbe, he'd been back to Bavel a number of times. When we meet him here, he's already a man in his 60s who has apparently never made it yet. But when he comes after the death of Rebbe, he leaves again Eretz Yisrael, and he returns to Bavel. And the Talmud tells us that when Rav came to Bavel, he found a fertile plain. He found an unplowed valley. And Rav is the man that made Babylonian Jewry more than anyone else. Rav moved to a city called Sura. Sura is one of the main Jewish cities in Babylonia. Sura was the city where the prophet Yechezkel lived when he came with the exile of the first temple. They came to the city of Sura. And he already had founded in Sura a yeshiva. When Rav came there, that yeshiva was almost close to 700 years old. But it was not the leading house of learning. Rav would take it and make it the foremost house of Jewish learning in Bavel and anywhere in the Jewish world, not only for his age, but until the year 1000. Anyone who was the head of the yeshiva of Sura from the time of Rav onwards was the head of the Jewish people, spiritually speaking. When we get to the period of the Gaonim, and we'll discuss the Babylonian Gaonim, the Gaon of Sura, meaning the leader of the yeshiva of Sura, he was the man that was in charge. He was the man that had the most prestige, the most power, and the largest yeshiva. And that's Rav. Rav founded it in Sura. And Rav came, and he brought to Bavel not only the love of Torah, but the development of Torah. He brought to Bavel the Mishnah that he had learned from Rebbe and the Brises that he had learned from his uncle Reb Chiya. And he was succeeded in establishing a cadre of great leaders who would take off after him and keep the Jewish community alive and vibrant. Rav had a friend, a compatriot, a man who was called Shmuel. The Talmud is called Mar Shmuel, Mr. Shmuel, because he never had smicha, he never had ordination.